This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Centre has invoked the Essential Commodities Act 1955 amid the prevailing situation in West Asia to regulate the production, maintain supply, equitable distribution and availability of natural gas for priority sectors. As per a notification of the Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry, the priority of supply of natural gas has been given to sectors including domestic piped natural gas supply, compressed natural gas for transport, LPG production including LPG shrinkage requirements and pipeline compressor fuel and other essential pipeline operational requirements. We have a report.
The order further states that the government shall ensure supply of natural gas to the fertilizer plants on 70% of their past 6-month average gas consumption, subject to operational availability. It added that gas marketing entities shall ensure that gas supply to tea industries, manufacturing, and other industrial consumers supplied through the national gas grid is maintained at 80% of their past 6-month average gas consumption, subject to operational availability. The order also said that all city gas distribution entities shall ensure that industrial and commercial consumers supplied through their networks receive 80% of their past 6-month average gas consumption subject to operational availability. With Saklayan Akhtar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, Indian Oil Corporation Limited, in a social media post, said that steps have been taken to enhance LPG production and prioritize its availability for domestic consumers and essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. The Lok Sabha has taken up the discussion on the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Congress MP Dr. Mohammad Javed moved the resolution when the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon. He said Mr. Birla failed to maintain an impartial attitude necessary to command the confidence of all sections of the House. Presiding Officer Jagdambika Pal informed members that 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion on the resolution. Opposing the resolution, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Speaker has been impartial. He said during the first phase of the budget session, Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi stood up and said he does not need anyone's permission to speak in this House. Mr. Rijiju said all members are equal and everyone needs the Chair's permission to speak in the House. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said Narendra Modi government has moved forward on the basis of environmentally balanced development across the country in the last 10 years. The minister was replying to a debate on the working of the ministry in the Rajya Sabha today. Mr. Yadav said, when the government came in 2014, the protected areas in the country were 757. He said in 2026, the number of protected areas have gone up to 1,134. Earlier in the day, participating in the discussion, Neeraj Dangi of Congress raised the issue of Aravali Range, alleging that illegal mining has affected the mountain range. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has said the poll panel's primary aim is to ensure that all voters in West Bengal participate in the upcoming assembly elections in an atmosphere free from violence and intimidation. The ECI team led by Mr. Kumar stated this while addressing a press conference in Kolkata today after conclusion of its 3-day visit to the state to review the poll preparedness.
The democracy runs very deep in West Bengal. Consistently, the voting percentages have been very high. The total electors in West Bengal are equal to France, Australia and Uruguay. The size of West Bengal is so large.
The Supreme Court has asked the Election Commission and the West Bengal government to provide full logistical support to judicial officers involved in the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the state. The top court bench said the Chief Justice of the High Court can form a bench of former Chief Justices and High Court judges to deal with appeals and ask the poll panel to issue a notification for setting up an appellate body to deal with the appeals against the judicial officers' decisions in the SIR process. The Swiss Open badminton tournament will start in Swiss city of Basel today. Indian stars H.S. Pranoy and Kidambi Srikanth will spearhead the Indian challenge after two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu gave a miss as she recovers from 3-day ordeal in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.